Kamala Harris delivered one of the shortest acceptance speeches in history, pales in comparison to Trump's. By Hannah Knudsen on August 23, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered one of the shortest acceptance speeches in history, which paled in comparison to former President Donald Trump's, who delivered the longest, holding the all-time record, last month after surviving an assassination attempt. Harris spent the beginning of her speech talking about her childhood and past work, conveniently leaving out key details such as the full truth of where she grew up or her actual track record of failing to prosecute sexual abuse cases within the Catholic Church. After that, she immediately went into an attack on Trump without highlighting any policy of her own. That entire speech ended up lasting 38 minutes, which is the 12th shortest in modern history, according to NPR. In comparison, Trump, who delivered his acceptance speech in July, spoke for an astounding 92 minutes, more than double Harris's speech, telling the story of the assassination attempt from his perspective and discussing actual policy as well. Harris cannot say the same. She spent a good portion of her speech misrepresenting her opponent's actual positions. In many ways, Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of putting Donald Trump back in the White House are extremely serious, she said, urging listeners to consider not only the chaos and calamity when he was in office, but also the gravity of what has happened since he lost the last election. She resurfaced January 6 allegations, accusing Trump of sending an armed mob to the United States Capitol, where they assaulted law enforcement officers, a complete falsehood. As Breitbart News reported, Harris claimed, "He fanned the flames, and now for an entirely different set of crimes. He was found guilty of fraud by a jury of everyday Americans, and separately found liable for committing sexual abuse. And consider what he intends to do if we give him power again," she said, asserting Trump will set free violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers at the Capitol. She also claimed that Trump has the intent to jail journalists, political opponents, and anyone he sees as the enemy. She made no mention of leftists actually trying to do this to Trump via lawfare since he left office and decided to run for president again. Harris also told listeners to consider Trump's explicit intent to deploy our active duty military against our own citizens, providing no context for that assertion at all. Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails and how he would use the immense powers of the presidency of the United States, not to improve your life, not to strengthen our national security, but to serve the only client he has ever had. Himself, Harris said, also blasting Trump for the issue of abortion going back to the states. Harris also tried to frame Trump as a wannabe dictator during the speech, claiming that despots worldwide are cheering on Trump because they know he will not hold them accountable because he wants to be an autocrat himself. The speech came as viewers were anticipating a big surprise superstar to make an appearance, whether that be Beyoncé or Taylor Swift. That did not come to fruition, sparking anger as the DNC seemingly allowed these rumors to swirl in hopes it would boost viewership of the event.